McLarty Mazda has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check, 1, 2. Check. Check it to checkity.
0600, what's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live.
5, 4, 3. Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil.
Here. Present.
Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort.
A little slow.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
What a volley. Smoking in there, or it could be a slow day today?
I guess. I don't know. Nothing's working.
What was that? I don't know. Say be parade, you 609ers. You know what to do, especially on a Friday. You move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm not getting anything.
Not getting any traction.
Houston, we have problems.
Man,
every button is pushed. They're all going to come on at one point or another sometime today.
He said, put luggage in his hand.
That's what he said.
Turn it up. Yeah, go. Thank you.
You know he's going to the promised land.
Yes.
Working on a T-bone steak.
La carte.
Flying over to the Golden State.
People ask, why don't we say Los Angeles? You're getting ready to find out.
Yeah, say it with us.
Listen to the king.
Come down easy.
Bop, 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 bop.
Los Angeles.
Just not the same without your fun drops.
It's just not. It's not there. It's just not there. I mean, none of them are hitting. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do. I never know what to do.
With the beaver.
Oh, whoa.
I don't know where that's the second time we've heard. Where'd that come from?
last time with the king.
And let me make it with a telephone.
Los Angeles. Todd. Hey, the Pumpers on the line.
I
like Roger. You have the camera on the course. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, sir.
6:11, the time we always aim to start the show. It's Friday, August 21st, coming off the hottest day in history. On this day, at least from the August 20th standpoint, 107 yesterday.
Is that right?
Yeah,
it was.
Okay. But we are indoors on the road at the Little Rock Athletic Club, one of the most. I would say probably one of the top 10 nicest pickleball facilities in the South or maybe in the country. It was built, 2 years ago here at the Little Rock Athletic Club. You can hear the pickleball being played in the back.
Yeah, you might even be able to see some of it.
That's right. Roger's got the camera on. Yeah. And it is the pickleball's basically best of the best is what they call it here.
Have we been here since 22?
Is that tennis? That's their in-house.
That's their in-house.
Yeah,
thing?
That's not this.
How long have we been? Okay,
I think this is our third year.
Okay,
Jerry, this is our third year, right? Doing best of the best. Oh, is it fourth? Holy cow!
So it is 20. Is that right?
We didn't. They weren't here.
How long have you been giving out the trophy?
We did the first one.
I know. So this is the fourth.
Wow! Remember, they were
massive.
Yeah, they still are.
Jody
Carter's listening. He's the woodsman.
Well, they're the
woodman who designs all that. Does a great job.
Man.
One of the most unique trophies.
Can I go get one and show it to
you?
Bet.
One of the most unique trophies in America. Christian, have you seen our trophies?
Yes, I saw your Facebook log.
They're really different. It looks like a big charcuterie board, but it's done in the shape of a pickleball racket, and then the state of Arkansas extension. Oh, Roger's showing it right now. That's the women's singles. Hold it up a little bit, Roger. Yeah, it just shows you how big. And show the thickness of it. It's literally an inch and a half, almost 2 inches thick. It is a cut. It basically is a charcuterie board. Yeah, it's so if you get tired, if you're short, if all your charcuterie boards are dirty, just take it off the wall and put some meat and crackers on there. But anyway, everything gets in the way today. This thing has grown. It started 4 years ago with one day. And now it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The divisions have grown. We'll visit with Jerry, who's in charge of everything out here at the Athletic Club, and he'll give us the details.
The deets.
But it's really our good buddy Frank Lawrence of the Little Rock Athletic Club will be by. He's the owner, GM, if you will, of this place out here. Greg Hatcher, our good buddy. He and Lee will be playing as a couple. They have not won a trophy yet.
They came in second with doubles, right?
I think
they get
so.
A silver?
Of course, you know, Justin Moore's dad, he's a big player, just won gold medal out at the seniors. I'm curious how many seniors we'll have. We'll ask Jerry about the seniors division.
Okay.
But these are the best in the state. You got cash prizes, you got the others. So it'll be fun today. As always, we'll talk with Heather Baker. We'll visit with her about what's going on this weekend. RJ Hawk will be calling in. Of course, he's brought to you by Natural State Wholesale and our friends Don Grisham and Drew and the boys out there. Steve Qualls, Design Lab, will have our NASCAR update at the 9 o'clock hour. We got to do a little Justin Moore finish the lyric, brought to you by Hagen's Dodge in Morrilton, Jeff Peters and Jeff Hagen. We already said the song is Point at You. That's the song. We'll have to see what we're playing for a little bit later.
I don't know if I've ever heard that.
Yeah, it's actually a fun song. Justin can let me know, but I think it's what they start the concert off with. It's one of the first songs they play. And then also, too, we got their Morning Mayhem Hawks Homes movie review. It's Pressure.
Oh, yeah.
Pressure. It's a great historic movie. Well, we'll see if it's great, according to Christian.
Well, yeah. Listen, as far as the movie goes, I mean, we'll critique all that and everything. I think the
story
for me,
is
the big part is the story.
Yeah, the story is amazing.
Yeah.
Today is National Senior Citizens Day. Christian, we've got to remind ourselves that Roger and I need to take advantage of that. We don't think of ourselves as seniors, but I think if you're over 60, I think
take
you qualify.
Of your age.
There's a lot of discounts. Who was it? It was Qualls, I think, sent us a rundown of all the discounts at all the restaurants and such. And
I don't know what
pretty,
it is.
Pretty darn amazing how much we get off, like 10%, 15%, 20%.
You know what?
We need to take advantage of that.
You've got to ask.
Because you know what? They're not going to know we're seniors when they look at us.
That's
they look
a fact.
At your hair.
They'll look at me and you and they'll go, oh, look at that guy bringing in his dad. The other thing is, you know, the one part of that is what other than restaurants, I want to know, is there a discount for car insurance? Is there a discount for home insurance? Is there a discount for membership here? You know, all of those type of things.
I know. That's a good question.
At clubs and all.
That's a good question.
Thank you for saying that.
You bet. It's also National Fantasy Football Draft Day today. I guess it's the day where everybody starts doing that. Christian, are you in a football fantasy football league?
No, I had been for probably 15 years, but I think the last few years, I'm just done with it.
It's also National Kool-Aid Day. We'll get to that a little bit later. I mentioned Jerry being the glue that holds this thing together. Let's see. Say something, Jerry.
Oh, good morning, David. Let's Roger.
See. Is that it? There you go. Now, Jerry's last name, because I have CTE, I always go, Weigel Weagle.
Weigel.
My CTE is like, it's always, it reminds me of Weigel. But Jerry works harder at this tournament than anybody. You got to have somebody organizing this thing. And this thing has grown from one-day tournament to three-day tournament. I mean, the money's, you know, you got prize money, you got these big trophies, and you've got a lot of different other tournaments that you play. But what's unique about this one, Jerry?
It's there's no level base. It's the clubs bring their best players.
So no numbers, no 3.0, no 4.0. Just said, for your age group, bring it. Like Tommy Ray, I was talking with Tommy about trying to get him here. He goes, well, is it 3.5 or 4? And I said, I don't know if it has numbers. I don't know. It has no numbers.
No numbers. You bring your best, whatever it is. So we have players that are rated, you know, as high as 6.0, and then players, you know, at the older age groups typically is more down around 3.0 level.
Gotcha.
Sometimes.
And I'm looking at it because on the banners you have up there, it's out to the side of their name.
That's the club championship. Yeah, when we have our annual club championship, yeah, just like we would do for tennis, it's broken down by level. So that way we would have a 3.0, 3.5, 4.0. But for this
That's a lot.
This one, it's the you bring your best.
So from year one, have you seen more people want to come and play in this and go, hey, we want to prove that? Because a lot of tournaments that you play, I'm sure there's a state championship that's, you know, organized by somebody, but this is something where you don't have numbers. It's just saying, I'm the best in this. And do you have interest because of that?
Yes we do, especially among the open players. You know, the first year we did it was just open. Was like, and then we added I'll joke here, Frank and Greg didn't do well, so we had to have the age groups.
That's awesome. Well, you know what?
I may be fired after that.
One of my favorite things, Jerry, and Roger agrees, is watching. And the great thing about every match, you can see streamed. It's, go to Little Rock Athletic Club Facebook page or website.
Right. So we're only streaming on courts 5 through 8.
Okay, well, I'll take that back. It's not every match. It's 5 through 8.
5 through 8, which we have a play site streaming service. You can get to it through our website. All the winter matches will stay on those courts. And at the end, when we have the medal rounds and playing for the championship, they'll all be streamed there. You know, I hate to say it, but as it goes on, this will be more the loser's side.
Oh, wow. Well, the thing I love the most, Roger, what I was going to say is the couples.
Yeah.
The married couples and watching Greg and Lee, you know, sort of, chat at each other, if you will. Let's go. Come on, Greg.
Absolutely.
You didn't watch me and my wife last year.
Did y'all do the same thing?
Oh, that was not.
We had the bionic woman, Meg Marion, who's married to Michael Marion of Simmons Bank Arena. She's got torn ACL or something, and she switched hands, Roger.
Let me tell you something. Hey, you know what? They're gonna start calling it next year, and that's not the Tommy John. It's the Meg Marion. You gotta have the Meg Marion.
She's playing well right now. I played with her yesterday. She has now done a lot of rehab, and without surgery, she's using her right arm.
Yeah, pretty cool. But to Baz's question about more interest in all that, I mean, there's only a certain amount of teams now that you allow in. Yes.
As far as teams?
Yeah. It's individual.
Well, you know what? I mean, individual.
Right. You're clubs.
So is there 100 people? Is there only going to be 100 people that are going to show up and compete? Or is it 200?
Yeah, what's the number now?
So I don't have a little. We have 350 players plus in this tournament.
In this 350.
Wow. Yeah,
so my question then is on that, to the interest in it. Is there more interest coming from out of state than there were
in state? This is all in-state.
It's only in-state?
Yeah, it's all in-state. But the thing about it is that's all right.
I guess what I'm trying to figure out is then outside of Little Rock then. There's more people coming from outside of Little Rock to come in here.
It's statewide.
Yes, we have. We've always had a little bit of from the, especially from the Northwest and stuff, come down. But this year we probably have the most from outside areas. I think because pickleball is just exploding so much across the state. A lot of new clubs coming in. I think we have over 40 different clubs.
So this that's the thing.
That's
Roger.
The thing. Okay, so number
40 different clubs are sending their best. And
how many did you have last year?
We probably had right around 30.
Okay, so that's grown, and then the interest from everybody knowing that this is the place to be in August is here at the Little Rock Athletic Club for the Pickleball Championship. So interest from outside of the greater Little Rock area has has grown again as well. Cool.
Yes, well, the interest, and y'all do a great job promoting it as well.
Well, the big scuttlebutt, Roger, was the first year Northwest Arkansas came down here and took all the trophies.
Yes. Yeah,
so now
first
it's
2 years.
First 2 years, and so now too, you know, you have a place where you and Sam play. What's the name of that?
The River
Benton. Yeah. So that's a very popular place to play.
It is. There's a lot. There's other places in Benton. That's where a lot of in that River Center. That's where a lot of classes are being taught anyway.
Sure.
But there's some Saturday morning stuff going on.
But the point is, you know, these clubs you want to send your best.
Yeah.
And they, you know, you could basically say I'm representing club whatever in Paragould or, you know, Lake Village, and I want to come in here and represent the club and play in whatever division.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's sort of a pride thing. And again, if you take those these trophies back to your club and hang them up, and so we're rooting for Greg and Lee to finally break through, and Frank too, for that matter.
I'm betting on Lee today. She's in singles, and I'm betting.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was just joking with Greg. I think Lee's going to bring home the trophy before he does.
That's okay. Well, this is one of the nicest facilities in the country. I know you guys are very proud of it. Several million. Now, how much did it cost to build this thing a few years back? $2 or $3 million?
More than that.
$4 or $5 million. $6 or $7 million.
Yeah.
I love these guys beat the tournament in here. These are all just members playing,
yes,
right?
Yes, this is open play. Friday morning open play is usually one of our most popular open plays. We'll have 30 people here playing or more sometimes on Friday mornings at 5 a.m.
Yeah,
and this is outside.
You saw, but they already knew a tournament, so our numbers were down a little bit. But you saw when you got
absolutely.
Here, there was people here.
Yep, absolutely.
Getting their workout in is what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it is so fun. Samantha and I have only been able to, we want to do more of it, and hopefully here in the future we'll be able to enjoy more of it. Like on Saturday mornings and stuff, we've only been relegated to do it on Wednesdays, but we'll try to get to be able to do that in Saline County. But it's so fun. And the friendships that you make, it's a different, it's a bond that you really, because you enjoy something so well. Almost, it's better than almost like golf.
Yeah, well, you brought up golf. You know, one of the things we're doing anymore, corporate events and stuff become, because it's so social and it's easy to learn to play, is very popular. The other thing too, if you found out, because you don't have the stoppage that you do in tennis, and I still love tennis, but you could basically get the ball and go. So your heart rate, and I'm monitoring my heart rate a lot. My heart rate to maybe not hit the peak of tennis, but it's more consistently at a higher. It's a good cardio.
It really is. It really is. And again, for seniors, hand-eye coordination. You can't just think you're going to hit that ball in.
I teach some people to have Parkinson's for that exact.
Is that right?
And different things just
great
because
job.
Of the hand-eye coordination.
Yeah. I know that you can't do this without sponsors. Little Rock Athletic Club is the main sponsor. I see Hatcher Capital Investments.
Yes.
I see Dave Grunfest Company. I see Staley Electric.
Yep.
Fennell
Purifoy, the architect.
Do I see Scoops down there at the
Scoops,
end?
Delta Dental.
UAMS.
Subaru.
Did you see the
I saw a very nice car out there. I like that.
Yeah,
so it takes all the sponsors to do that.
Yeah, they should let me drive it for like a while.
Yeah, exactly. Well, listen, we're getting ready to visit with one of the best in the country,
Hudson,
right?
Hudson Hall, yes.
How old is he, 15?
He's 15.
He's 6'5". He's 15.
Look him up online and look at his shot that he had that we found out about last year.
We'll let you go, Jerry. Congratulations on getting into another one. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thanks so much for coming. Thank you.
Jerry Wagle is the best. He's a hard worker. Hey, Roger, we'll take a break. We'll come back and visit with Hudson here in just a minute. Last night, our man Mendoza did not have the greatest game last night for Vegas.
No.
But I tell you, Washington, who played for the Razorbacks last year, has had another big game. Christian, I don't know if you saw that or not, but he's been sort of the story of that camp, I think. Tomorrow is National Tooth Fairy Day. On the Facebook Live, we were talking about this, Roger. How much do you give your kids today now? What's the going rate for tooth fairy? Yeah, what is
it?
You think it should be what?
Oh, it's got to be folding money.
Okay.
It's got to be.
Well, like one, five?
At least. Well, if you're a 6-year-old, 7, 5-year-old kid, you get a dollar bill.
That's all you need.
That's a lot of that's a lot of money. You can't give change.
Does anybody get more than? Does anybody get five?
I told my son-in-law and daughter that if I've got a, if the Tooth Fairy needs to, you know, to get a Cash App, then the Cash App, the Tooth Fairy will get, because but they do a great job, don't get me wrong. But no, you got to give that kid a little bit of money, and then you take him to store and let him spend all that money, and the Pop-Pop will add to it if he needs it.
We also, too, a couple other things. We've got a list of the best female musicians of all time. It'll be interesting where Taylor Swift landed on that. That's also Kenny Rogers' birthday. We'll have some fun with Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
We like old Kenny. Glad you're with us today. Don't go away. 626. We're here at the Little Rock Athletic Club for the annual Best of the Best State Pickleball Championship. Don't go away.
Ten Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by Ten Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Mariners called up top pitching prospect Cade Anderson, who had been with the Arkansas Travelers. He will likely be the consensus minor league player of the year as he went 10-1 with a 1.06 ERA and 18 starts for the Travs. He struck out 135 and had 13 walks in 93 and a third innings. He gave up half of those runs in one outing this season. If you remove that, he has a 0.6 ERA in the rest of his starts. Anderson came out of LSU and was selected third overall just last year. The Mariners are hoping for a playoff push at 60-68. They've had a disappointing season after being up 3-2 in the ALCS against Toronto and losing last season. And speaking of the Arkansas Travelers, they play against the Springfield Cardinals again tonight at 6:35 at Dickey Stevens Park. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Benihana Special, $5, your choice, sushi rolls, and chicken fried rice, $5. Come see us at Benihana Bar Monday through Wednesday, lunch and dinner.
With KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Most of today is going to be dry, hot, and humid with highs making a run for 100, feeling like 105. But we could have a pop-up shower storm mainly during the heat of the afternoon today. We'll go with a 10% chance, but I have bumped it up to a 20% chance for scattered showers and storms this weekend, which means most of your weekend will be dry, but hopefully you get to pick up a little bit of rain. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Join the zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday as Justin and Phil give you their Game Balls and Jockstraps on the zone from 10 till 1. It's all brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today to get your landscape updated to a whole new level and be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems. problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Fence Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
I can't recognize it. Let's say, love. It's Kenny, young Kenny Rogers.
That's the first edition.
Yeah, first edition Kenny Rogers. It is the birthday of the great Kenny, the great gambler. 6:31 on this Friday, August 21st. We're on the road at the Little Rock Athletic Center. It's their pickleball championship. It's the best of the best. It is the best players in the state of Arkansas coming to win cash prizes and the coolest trophies in America. We got all kind of
America.
We have all kind of ages, Roger, from 15 to 65 over. And Roger was going to say, what about can we switch cameras? And
sure, we can.
What Roger's going to do? Roger's going to show our next guest is Hudson Hall, and so you'll see in the background everybody's playing, but these are non-tournament players. This is just for folks who want to, who their members who are beating the crowd. Last year, Roger, we had the fortune to meet Hudson Hall. I guess you were 14 last year, Hudson, and you are now 15, correct?
Right.
You're one of the best players, not only in America, one of the best players in the world. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, since we saw you last year and had you on, it's a lot changed in your life. You just keep getting better and better, and your ranking goes higher and higher.
Right, yeah. I mean, I've gotten so much better since last year, and opportunities are just coming at me left and right.
So you're practicing every day. I know you're homeschooled, so you're practicing every day. Do you have a coach, or do you just do your own thing?
I have a coach in Kansas City.
Okay.
That I go up to Kansas City like once a month and stay for like a week. It's really good.
15 years old. You're 6'5". Is that right?
Yeah, about 6'5".
You're probably one of the bigger players. There's probably not many 6'5", 15-year-olds playing against you, right?
Yeah, not many.
Now you're going to Vietnam.
Yes, sir.
And so, Roger, you don't know what's going to happen when you go play pickleball in Vietnam. You never know.
Well, you never know.
How many countries are going to be there competing?
I believe it's like 60 or something.
60. Wow. Yeah. Is this your first time outside the country?
It is.
Oh, let me ask you a question, Hudson. I want to know this right now. Are you working as a double agent for the United States of America's government? Are you going into Vietnam? Are you going to be looking for anything else, or is this strictly sports pickleball related?
Well, I'm definitely going to go see some things.
Yeah,
I'm
good.
What a neat trip, dude.
Sure. I mean, that's not something. I mean, you may think as England, or you might go to Germany, or maybe.
But you don't think Vietnam.
You're never thinking about Vietnam, and all. So that's very cool. I hope you enjoy that.
Yeah. Are you? So you're ranked top five, ranked number three in the United States for your age division, is that right? So you presumably probably top 10 internationally.
Yeah.
If you probably don't, do you have that qualification out there? Is there a group that decides that?
Not really, because there hasn't been a ton of international stuff.
I got you. Well, the good thing is that Roger, this week it talked about your trick shot. We found it online.
Yeah.
If you want to look it up, it's Hudson Hall. And what would you name it, Roger? He doesn't have a name for it. The old
you know what? It's Larry Bird. It's Magic Johnson. It's the no look pass.
No, it's not a pass.
I know that. I'm just trying to liken it. It's a no look punch.
No look swing.
No look pass. No look hit. No look swing. No look pass.
You fake a slam overhead. You fake an overhead slam. What would you call that? An overhead. Overhead.
Yes. Well, it fakes that,
Christian.
Looks away and then just taps it.
Yeah, just
the
punches it. Punches it.
Because he's in the kitchen, which is right over there.
Listen to Roger talk. He started playing now, Hudson. Okay. Last year he had not started playing, and now he and his wife played. That's why he was. Christian, you should have heard Roger talking the lingo. Well, you know, you got the kitchen doing this. You know, there's only so.
I know. And the reason I said that is because I don't know everything. It changes all the time on me. It's tough. Listen, the toughest part about the game. It's learning how to keep score. That's a tough one, Hudson. That's a tough one for me.
Well, the other thing is really nice too, Roger. This is indoors. I guess they might have some outdoors. Outdoor courts. But woo, it was 107 yesterday.
Yeah.
So thankfully for you guys. Now, what age group will you be competing in here?
Here,
open.
It's just open.
Yeah. So you're competing against guys who are 30. 40. Do you know the
it's the best of the best.
Now, how'd you do last year in this?
I remember I got, like, I want to say, like, pretty far in the back. I lost to Jake Anderson, but
did Jake end up winning at all?
Jake, I think, got like third or something.
Okay, so you know that these are really good players here. Is your goal to win? Is your goal like, is that an impossible task to beat somebody who's, you know, been an All-American tennis player in this? You know, is that should that be expected of you?
I wouldn't say expected, but I think it is realistic.
Okay, well, that's fine. I like that.
How much does your height play into this sport? Hudson. I mean, not just you, but in general.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I can reach in a lot, and singles, yes, I can just basically cover the whole net.
Yeah, you see that? His wingspan's like...
Well, it's like Deets. It's like Evans Deets. I mean, you have that long wingspan, so you can have that. But you have to be disciplined enough and respect your partner if you're playing doubles so that you don't encroach on their side and just let them have it or whatever. But you do have to, and again, and I'm only going by experience, I mean, you do have to talk with your teammate. And after playing with them for a number of years or whatever, then you all know each other. It's like...
Are you doing doubles or just singles?
I'm doing doubles, too.
You're doing both. Okay. So who's your double partner?
His name's Bryce. Bryce Livingston.
Okay.
Well, it was going to be a different guy, but he broke his leg.
Oh, okay.
Actually, so.
No girls, no
in
mix?
Pickle, he
no,
broke
I don't play mix.
He broke it playing pickleball. That's how it's
Well, there are injuries, Roger. Yeah. There are a lot of people. It's Achilles, I think, is what they get. Would you love to have one of those big trophies over there? Be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
That would be nice.
So I sort of helped design that with a buddy of mine who's a woodworker, and we like to build unique trophies. And I know the prize money here is really good. It may not be the best in the country, but also to get one of those trophies is really cool. Again, if you run out of charcuterie boards, a chopping board, you just take it off the wall and get your...
What kind of money are we talking?
I think it's $1,000, $2,000?
Yeah, I think it's $1,000.
Is that a check or is that cash?
I think it's a check.
Okay. Well, listen, we just want to say congratulations on your success, continued success. Yeah, we'll be rooting for you. Do you know, Roger, do you know any Vietnamese, rather?
Yes.
Would you like to try?
No, not at all. Not on camera.
Where was that? Where was Tropic Thunder? Cambodia? Where was that at when they shot?
I think it was. Wasn't it Vietnam?
In Vietnam?
I think it was. Wasn't it?
Christian, do you remember?
It was Vietnam.
I think that's what it is.
I was thinking.
They were
shooting
a Vietnam movie.
Well, let's think of what was the bad remember he said, hey, Tom Cruise said, I don't deal with
oh my god,
Flaming Dragon.
What is it? Flaming Dragon. Listen, Flaming Dragon.
I don't know if your parents will allow you to watch Tropic Thunder at your age, but it's filmed in, it's a comedy.
We should. Well, yeah, exactly. No, it's fantastic.
Well, listen, we're rooting for you, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, keep working hard. You're gonna be one of the best. You may be the best in the world before you know it. So enjoy the road. You know, smell the roses.
Yeah, man.
And good luck to you. And good luck to you this weekend too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hudson Hall, 15-year-old phenom, 6'5", can do it all. You go ahead and take a look at his headset, get at it if you want to. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Good young man. I'm sure his parents are very proud of him.
Yeah. Just go to Hudson. Just look up Hudson Hall. It's because it's and with one shot, 14-year-old Hudson Hall became the biggest gangster in pickleball history. It's a pretty good shot.
Going back to Vietnam, so it was Flaming Dragon. What was the?
What is he going to?
I love the Tom Cruise speech. I don't put up with any blah blah blah.
Not at the end.
Pacific.
Listen, Jack. Listen, Flaming Dragon or whatever your name is. I dig with the Pacific. I like at the very end of it when he looks at after he tosses the phone and go, we don't deal with.
We don't negotiate.
We don't negotiate.
Yeah. See if you can find any clips from that in the system, Christian. I don't know if we have that, but I was thinking it wasn't.
Flaming Dragon. Listen, Flaming Dragon.
This is my territory.
That's so good.
All right, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
Shout out, Bill Rochelle was listening, probably jogging out in this heat, sweating it out, yelling out Los Angeles. Thank you very much. And we had somebody, Baz. And I don't know whose phone number it is, explaining to us why Elvis says Los Angeles. Oh, look, he encroaches on my space. That's what Evans Dietz says.
Well, you know, I tell you, too, they're about this. But Evans is a little bit taller than Greg.
Says Hatcher's his partner. He said he encroaches.
Yeah, if you had a guy like Hudson, you know how difficult it would be, Roger, just not to get in his way?
No doubt.
Because his arm, you know, width is so big.
You got to let him cover the backcourt. That's what it is. And so that's Evans and Hatcher.
Remember, they played about every year, but yeah, they have not overcome, you know, crossed the winning finish line.
He says Hudson, and Evans says that Hudson is a stud.
Yeah. Here's from the 870. Funny thinking back, I'm a coach, a PE teacher. We started playing pickleball 20-something years ago and really didn't know the rules. Kind of played it like table tennis. Mm-hmm. No kitch or anything. Good times. How about that?
That's good. That's fun, too.
Someone says here, okay, Mendoza is a rookie, in the NFL. Let's see, what's going on here with the...
Yeah, we saw that last night. Of course, we had it on the TVs at Mainline, and several of the folks loved just watching him. Had a couple of people, you know, they were watching Mendoza because they think he's a good kid. So
yeah,
they like watching him, even though it was a pick six.
Yeah, he threw an 80-yard pick six. He'll get better. It's obviously just early in the season. John Mark says if Aretha Franklin's not number one on that list, then it's wrong. She actually is not. I think she's number two on the. They did a list of the greatest female artists, and let's just say Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift folks are not going to be happy. Yeah, they got Aretha number three, which I disagree with. I'd probably put Aretha
greatest artist or greatest female.
I'd probably say number one.
Is Olivia Newton-John in there?
She is number 12.
Here's one that would throw me off if Janis Joplin's on it.
Let's see here. Now
is that a failure?
Yeah, it's just the top 20 here. I don't have any more. Well, I take that back because somewhere the list goes longer because Taylor Swift is way down the list.
Okay.
Someone says on the Tooth Fairy, my son is 5. We give him $2.
Okay, that's cool.
Here's one from the 501. We give $5.
$5 is great. $5 max. I mean, when do you stop losing your teeth?
I don't know.
Is it 7th grade? Are you 12? Are you 13?
I don't know.
But, like, James is 6, and again, he, boom, 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 he had a swinging gate open all in like a week's time. He lost 3 of them or whatever. You got to give some folded money. $5 is max. You give a 5-year-old a couple of bucks. That's awesome.
Here's one that says non-cavities. I give $5 from the Tooth Fairy. That's good. Here's $10 a tooth. Holy cow.
That's from athletic club members.
Kids they look have at you in teeth, the right, so you'd be giving them $200.
Yeah, that's let's see here. The best someone says the best of the best play the Top Gun theme. I did hear simply the best Tina Turner. Tina Turner is on the list. Where do you think Tina Turner is on that list of the greatest women of all time?
You know, she's got to be in the top 10.
She's number 2.
Oh, wow, okay.
Number, what are you saying, Christian?
I said I would think top 10.
Yes.
Number 2. Okay. All right.
Let's take a break here. We'll come back. Have y'all ever listened to the original version of Promised Land by Chuck Berry? It's awesome and different.
Yes.
Much slower. That's a different kind of deal, which is all good.
Oh my God! And I heard a bastardized version of a Wayne Newton. Stop it. Stop it, Wayne.
Promised Land?
Yeah.
Here's what my sister's name in my phone is the Tooth Fairy because my 7-year-old quit believing, but they get $5 a tooth. Do you ever tell? When do you tell your kid about the Tooth Fairy and whether it's real or not? I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out what are you trying to tell me. I don't understand. Now, listen, as we get older,
somebody asked, is the Touchdown Club going to be broadcast on Arkansas PBS, which is now Arkansas TV? It sure is. Now here's the deal: there's about 50 tickets left for Coach Silverfield. It's going to be a sellout. So you got till 12 o'clock today to get those tickets. Let's have it sold out. It's going to be a great turnout. And the First Lady, first time ever, the First Lady of the Razorbacks is coming in. First time that's ever happened.
How about that? Oh, I don't know. I was thinking of the Lady Governor.
We're checking on her.
Oh,
so.
Very good, very good. Now, let me ask you this. What about the tease guest you have? When do we find it? Is today the day?
Regrettably, Roger, it looks like it's going to be Monday. So, unbelievable. But I'm so glad to get to know you.
You can't even think about anything else, can you?
No.
You got nothing else going on.
Yeah. At this point, it's done, though. It'll be a big announcement on Monday. So, all right, we're here at the Best of the Best Pickleball Championship, the Little Rock Athletic Club. You're going to see, we'll have them on camera. I mean, really some of the elite players. I mean, these are people, Roger, that will embarrass you if you got out and played with them. That's how good they are.
I've seen it.
And they may not look it. You know, you don't have to look like you play. If you just know the skill, you know.
There were some cats that were in here when I got in here this morning at 5, and they are, they're working. I don't know if you're working out before your tournament, because I think the game started at what, 9:30?
Maybe 8 or 8:30.
Anyway, so they're in there working out, and all of them. And, man, they were slamming the ball. All four of them.
I like to see the ladies when they slam the ball.
Yeah.
All right, do not go away. 6:45.
I like the chicks' ponytails. They just go back side to side. I like that.
Mark the tape.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Hey, baseball fans, the Major League Baseball season is in full swing, and FanDuel is giving you a chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home of home runs. So, are you ready to play your game? Head on over to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to opt in for daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of Major League Baseball. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. No purchase necessary. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep, and I just want to say thank you to the great people in the state of Arkansas for making us the nation's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer. That's right, folks. We are number one in the entire nation, according to Stellantis' own internal report card. And if you want to find out why, you want to make that beautiful drive right here to Heber Springs during the Make This Summer event. Or check us out online at redriverdodge.com for the best deals in the entire state.
We have a simple formula at Shelter Insurance. Provide personalized coverage at great rates with local agents to help you choose the coverage you need. And if the unexpected happens, fulfill our promise to be there when you need us most. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See shelter agents Hayden Strickland, Daniel Vickers, or Nick Gennardi in Sherwood today.
60-40. What does that mean to you? Well, if you're shopping at Lazy Boy of Little Rock, it means 40% off everything in the store. For every $100, you only spend 60. You work hard for your money. Now make your money go farther with Lazy Boy of Little Rock's Labor Day sale. 40% off across the store, upstairs, downstairs, recliners, sofas, sectionals, tables, floor coverings, and accessories. 40% off at Lazy Boy of Little Rock's Labor Day Sale, 1000 South Shackleford Road. Long live the lazy. Transform your life in just 20 minutes twice a week. That's exactly how it works at Max Strength Fitness, the ultimate anti-gym. No mirrors, no music, just private one-on-one strength training in a temperature-controlled, sweat-free studio. Efficient, focused, and it works. If you're 40 or older and want to get stronger, protect your health, and feel like yourself again, this is it. Check out their new location in West Little Rock at Canis and Autumn. Claim your two free workouts today at MaxStrengthFitness.com. Max Strength Fitness, 20 minutes twice a week, guaranteed.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over.
Paid for by the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. We have the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's, 0% interest on all Santa Fe's, and 90 days no payments, as well as huge discounts on everything else on the lot, including Palisade, Elantra, you name it. All this happening right now, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, Hyundai Getaway Sales Event off Colonel Glenn. Come see us.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics. Locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village. Staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
This is Les Grossman. Who is this?
This is Flaming Dragon!
Okay, Flaming Dragon. Face. First, take a big step back and literally
your own face!
I don't know what kind of pan-Pacific bull power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory. So whatever you're thinking, you better think again. Otherwise, I'm going to have to head down there, and I will rain down on a godly firestorm upon you. You're going to have to call the United Nations and get a binding resolution to keep me from destroying you. I am talking scorched earth, mother. I will massacre you. I will you up.
Yeah, that is the unique.
Asia is my territory, Jack.
Tom Cruise is what? Who was he playing? What was his name?
Weinstein.
Weinstein. Yeah, I think it was Weinstein. Yeah, it was Les Grossman. His character's name was Les Grossman. Is that
Les
what it was?
Les Grossman.
Yeah, that is the reason we played that.
Excuse me. Another part of that movie right there before you go on is watching McConaughey's face as that's going
watching
on.
His face and then watching the little dude playing Dragon. Yeah. So the reason we brought that up is Hudson Hall, the 15-year-old phenom, pickleball player, who just had him on the show. Roger's got him on camera right now. I want you guys to go to the camera and watch him volleying with this gentleman.
He's on the right of the screen, blocked by the tree.
Yeah, the blonde-headed kid. And this guy, he's sitting, in his 40s, Rog, mid-40s, something like that.
Hell no, he looks 20.
Oh, is he? Maybe 30s, I don't know.
What's his hairline?
Anyway, and so he's playing in Vietnam coming up in a few weeks. And
I can't even look now. I can't even look at you.
661-1037 if you want to be a part of the show.
You see that?
Yeah, I did.
Did you see how easy that shot was? And you
look how tall the dude is.
Because his opponent's got a great backhand and forehand as well. I mean,
These guys are killing it with each other.
No, they really are. But the other part of it is you have got to have the paddle control. Hashtag paddle control.
Look at you.
You can't just touch it.
661-1037 is the number. Somebody says Jake says Tropic Thunder makes me laugh until my eyes rain.
What do you mean, you people?
Someone says here, my son once got my brother up to $60 to $80 just to pull his teeth. Wow. Let's see. Hey, Baz, Reba should be number one hands down on that list of the greatest females of all time. Reba did not make the top 20.
No.
I'm sorry to let you know that.
That person is joking.
What did you say?
I have a guess.
Christian? Who?
Whitney Houston.
Roger, do you have, where's my, oh, right here, look here.
I didn't think about Whitney.
Who did you say?
Whitney Houston.
Nice. Whitney Houston is correct. Tina Turner, number two.
Aretha,
I don't like
over Whitney.
I would probably put Aretha number one altogether, but you can't argue with Whitney. I mean, Whitney's with, yeah. Someone says, of course you guys are promoting pickleball. You're getting paid to do it. Listen, my friend, we promote pickleball year-round.
What's that mean? I don't know what that means. What did we say?
We promote this.
We were here for free the first year.
That's right, Roger. We promote pickleball year round because we love it and we think we just talked about the 600 seniors that were playing in Cabot last week.
Listen. We wouldn't be here if this place didn't want to pay us to be here.
I know. Someone came back. The same guy says, and we're dedicated idiots who listen every day. That's right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
Tropic Thunder came out against Step Brothers and did well first 2 weeks in box office. But Step Brothers knocked him out. I did just okay.
How old is that?
Yeah, Tropic Thunder, I thought, was not a big success at the box office, I don't believe, if memory serves me right.
Well, I mean, it's no pressure.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. I think there was only one game last night. It was the Raiders and the Texans, 22-20. Raiders win. Mike Washington Jr. for the Razorbacks continues to have a really good preseason. Rather, I think he had 56 yards on 9 carries last night. One of them was a 20 or 30 yard run. Then he had 63 on 6 rushes in their loss to Arizona last week. So he's really making a name for himself. Very, very impressive. And then Christian, I don't know if you follow baseball as much. Roger, did you see where The Seattle Mariners are calling up baseball's top pitching prospects. You know where he's at? He's right across the river over there at the Arkansas Travelers. Cade Anderson, who played at LSU, was drafted back in 2025. So how about that? I don't know how much he's pitched.
His numbers this year are absurd.
Are they what? Do you know what they are?
Yes. So he had 18 starts. He went 10-1 with a 1.06 ERA.
Yeah, that's pretty good. No wonder he's getting called up. Again, you can hear the pickleball activity in the background. Just go to the, if you want to go. Wow, did you already hit that?
Yes, yes.
I mean, he's not a tennis player either. He looks like a tennis player, Roger.
Yeah.
But he's not. That's just look at the swing on that. It's just a thing of beauty. I mentioned yesterday 107, Roger. I believe it was the how many days? I think I'll go back and look. I think it's 17 or 18, and we got more to come. We got two or three more 100 degree days. Maybe that's total 100 degrees this year.
You know what I want to do?
What is Roger going to do? I don't know what he's doing. Oh, he's moving the plant. I can't even see you, Roger. I can't see you. Yeah, it's barely. Yeah. There you go. That's good, Raj. That's good. There you go. Perfect. That's good. Roger makes some things happen. So Little Rock broke a daily temperature record on Wednesday with a high of 107. The previous record was 105. So we're just setting records left and right. And do you hear that static, Christian?
Yes, I do. That's coming from you guys, I believe.
That is really irritating, Raj. That static. I don't know what it is.
Static. Probably my hair.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We mentioned a couple interesting birthdays today we'll hit throughout the show. Kenny Rogers. Roger, maybe is he the most successful crossover artist in country music history?
I don't know.
That did both.
I don't know. Olivia Newton-John may have done. Taylor Swift, she crossed over, right?
And did, yeah.
But then
she's bigger than Kenny.
I think Kenny probably is a pop artist. She left country to become pop. I think Kenny may have been one of the first to do it that I remember. I mean,
did Kenny go pop to country?
Yeah,
I think he did, right? He started with the music you mentioned.
I guess so.
The first edition.
Same thing with Conway Twitty. He was rock and roll.
He was
until you know what? Until I heard of Paul Harvey, and it was. He thought he was over. He thought he was done. He gets a call from a radio station in Ohio saying, we're playing your song. It's great. It's this. It's that. Blah, blah, blah. Come to find out that when he got there, he couldn't hear it on the radio station. Conway Twitty, that is, as he's driving up there from Helena to Ohio. And he goes, well, I thought it was number. He said, I thought my record was playing. He said, we're playing the B-side. And that was the country version of the song that he went up to do. So he said, yeah, all right, I guess things are working out.
As we go to break, when you talk Kenny Rogers, you've got The Gambler,
yeah.
Coward of the County.
Yeah.
You've got We've Got Tonight with Sheena Easton. You've got What Are We Doing in Love, Dottie West. You've got Dolly Parton. Islands in the Stream.
Absolutely.
She Believes in Me, yeah. Lady,
I'm
Lucille.
I'm waiting on the big one.
What have I left out?
Reuben James. Bring back Reuben James.
Oh, my God.
All the folks around Madison County cussed his name.
I'm so quick to turn that to the next. All right.
I love the story.
Coming up next,
we'll visit
with Heather Baker. Just getting ready to get started with pickleball, the best pickleball championship here at the Little Rock Athletic Club. You can hear the ambiance in the background, but it's getting ready to get real here in a few minutes. Glad you're with us, 7 o'clock.
News, information, big name guests, entertainment, and sports. It's all right here on 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell from Bell Chevrolet. We are generations of families helping generations.